I've been talking about after the storm. Come on, somebody. Turn to your neighbor and say, after the storm. My goodness. You know, it's after the storm you get to appreciate God. Amen. Psalm 77, verse 16 says, the waters saw you, O God. My. I didn't know waters have eyes to see. The waters saw you. He repeated again. They were in anguish. The deeps also trembled. I want to talk about this morning the right view of God after the storm. Amen. The right view of God after the storm. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing in this place. Father, we're asking today that you would bless now the preaching of your word. Lord, I ask that you would stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my voice. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless each and every person that hears your word this morning. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Have your way in this place, we ask now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Amen. 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 To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Thank you, ushers. A little bit more. Oftentimes, and I've been talking about after the storm, during the storm, you learn certain things about God. Some of us don't learn anything because we're either complaining in the storm, amen, we're either crying in the storm, or we become complacent in the storm. But what I found out is that the storms don't last always. Come on, somebody. Trouble doesn't last always. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. We know this, and we understand that God is able, and we know that storms don't last always. But I'm curious, and I'm convinced, amen, that you can learn more after the storm than when you're in the storm. And one of the things that I've learned a lot of things about God. One of the things I learned about God, amen, and I told you last week or week before, amen, that God, amen, you know, you can recognize God after the storm. You know that, you know, the way you came out of that storm, you knew it had to be God. Come on, somebody. Somebody can testify today, and you, if I were to ask you, who was it? Amen. Who opened doors for you? It was God. Amen. Who opened doors for you? Who opened opportunities in your life? Who brought you this far? You can say to me today, Pastor, it was nobody but Jesus. Come on, somebody. And I want to tell somebody here today, it's amazing how much we don't know about God. But after the storm, it's amazing how much we learn about God, because I found out a long time ago, amen, that if you haven't learned anything from what you're going through, amen, then all you're doing is setting yourself up for a retest. Do I have anybody? And so the psalmist here, this psalm, this is my favorite psalm, amen, the psalmist begins the psalm, and he begins talking about how God had left him. He in his grief, he said some things about God, amen. But it was during the storm that he made these outlandish statements. Do I have anybody? And he said something about God, and I keep going back there. He says in verse 8 again, he says, has his loving kindness ceased forever? I mean, you know, that's the kind of conversation, or that's the kind of statement we make when we don't understand who God really is. And I know that there are people who they're looking, they want God to fix their situation, but only when God is good can they see God as good. I wish I had somebody. Watch where I'm going with this. And when things look bad, they want to view God as bad. But I want to tell you, you have to flip the script on that, because sometimes Satan will cause things to look good, and watch this, you're thinking it's God, but it's really Satan. Do I have anybody? You see, in this psalm, the psalmist is really troubled. But in verse 16, where we are, I got 3 points. I told you I'm going to sit down. Amen. In verse 16 now, he shifts his focus. And what he's doing now is he's reflecting back to when they were in Egypt. And when God had by his power brought them out of Egypt. I want to say after the storm. I want to say after the storm. It's after the storm you can realize that miracle that God did in your life. Watch this. When he moved things around. When he caused, amen, stuff to change in your life. When that difficult boss was giving you a hard time. When that ex-wife was giving you a hard time. Come on, somebody. It's love day. I might as well go there. Amen. Amen. When that man wouldn't leave you alone. He kept stalking you. Amen. You kept praying to God. Come on, somebody. Amen. And you know it was nobody but God that moved that situation. See, what the psalmist is doing is he went historical. He wasn't there, but he reflected on what God had done for his people, and he says, man, God's got to be real. In verse 16, he went back to the book of Genesis, and he went back to the place when the children of Israel was standing, amen. Pharaoh was in their back. The Red Sea was before them. And they start, rather than praise God, they start grumbling. They start saying, man, we should have stayed in Egypt. You ever been there before? Amen. Where you start regretting? Amen. Listen, a forward move, amen, doesn't mean everything is going to be all right away. Listen, God was building character, and God was cleaning up their character by allowing them to face the Red Sea. The Bible says they could have went a 2-day journey. But guess what? God said there are some things inside of them that needed to come out. I'm talking to somebody. I want to tell you something. Oftentimes when you're going through, you got to ask God, God, what are you trying to change in me? Do I have anybody? And so what I found out in this passage, this verse 16, I see the omnipotence of God. I want to talk about that today. The omnipotence of God. Have you heard of the omnis of God? You've heard about the omniscience. Amen. That means he knows everything, right? You've heard of his omnipresence. Am I right about it? And you've heard about omnipotence. But I want to just reflect for a moment on 3 things that shows me the omnipotence of God, because it's after the storm you can recognize theologically who God really is. I'm talking to somebody here today. You may not have seen his power just yet, but I want to tell you something. He's powerful. I'm going to get happy by myself. Watch this here. He says the waters. Now, I'm trying to decipher it. I'm trying to decode it. I'm trying to break it down and get deep on you, but water just means water. Watch this. Can I ask you something this morning? What's standing in your way from your destiny? What's stopping you from getting to where you need to be in your spiritual life? What's hindering you from moving forward? For them, it was water. He says, the water, watch this, the water saw you, O God. Now, how did the psalmist conclude this? Because of what happened. But so the first thing I want to tell you after the storm is, the first thing you got to do is you got to realize, watch this, that you are not alone. That's the first thing you got to realize. We're going to write that down. You got to realize that you're not alone, because the psalmist says the waters saw you, O God. Now, if the waters can recognize, I'm going through, Pastor. I'm going through the storm and the rain right now. I'm facing some dilemmas right now. I'm out of the storm, But the question is, what did I learn about God? I learned that he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. But he's present also, amen, in the midst of whatever I'm going through. And somebody here this morning, I want to tell you something. If you can't recognize God in your situation right now, then I want to tell you something, you're missing it. I want to tell you that maybe you didn't learn anything from that storm. Maybe God has to show you some more stuff. In order, listen, if the water, H2O, I don't think you're hearing me. If H2O saw him, come on, somebody. I'm just looking at the verse. It says, the waters saw you, O God. Amen. Listen, they thought they were alone. That's why they panicked. They thought, amen, that God had left them, that God somehow had tricked them because they moved according to his word. And when they got to the Red Sea, they broke down. And I want to tell to somebody here today, you got to remember who gave you your marching orders. You got to remember who told you to go forward. And there are times when we are doubting. There are times when we don't understand. But I want to say to you this morning, you got to listen. If the waters recognize him, then you can recognize him too. The waters saw you. I can't get past that. Look what it says next. The waters saw you. What was wrong with what was the water doing, I wonder? And they were in what? Anguish. That word anguish, it means to dance. It means to be agitated. When the waters, see, here's the thing. Your obstacles in your life, listen, when God steps on the scene, it starts dancing. It starts moving. It starts getting agitated. And what the psalmist is really saying, I recognize the omnipotence of God, because when the waters saw him, they went to dancing. They went to moving. Come on, somebody. Listen, they start quaking. They start breaking up. The waters that God created that became, watch this, an obstacle for them became, watch this, obedient to God. I wish I had somebody. Y'all quiet today. I don't know. Maybe y'all stay. Oh, it's let me see. Some of y'all did Valentine last night. Now, all right, I got you. I got you. I understand. Watch this now. So the second thing you got to do, you got to realize that nothing, watch this, is too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing. I'm going to say it one more time. Nothing. Listen, that Red Sea before him, when God shows up with you, I wish I had somebody. You can face that boss by yourself. You can't face that boss by yourself. But when God is with you, come on, somebody. You can fix your credit with God. You can overcome situations with God. When God is walking with you, there's a difference. See, they were walking by themselves. But Moses recognized, man, listen. He got there, he prayed. He said, Lord, they grumbling again. For this is my first grumble. They're telling me, God, that I brought them out here to die. Lord, they are saying to me, see, this is what we do. We panic at the first, listen, this is after the storm. I wish I had somebody. And if you haven't learned anything about God, can I ask you something? What have you learned about God through your last trouble? Through your last storm? And I found out that nothing. Oh, I wish I had somebody. You see, the Red Sea was hard for them, but it wasn't hard for God. Listen, your Red Sea, listen, Pharaoh may be on your back right now. I wish I had somebody. Maybe you're pinned in. Maybe your back's against the wall. What to do when you don't know what to do? Baby, you keep going forward even though you see a Red Sea. And the moment that you take the first step, the waters will tremble and dance out your way. Do I have anybody? The Bible says that the waters saw you, God. And they danced like David danced. I wish I had somebody. They were in anguish. They were in pain. The waters that God created, and this is what I want to tell somebody here today, sickness can't hold you if God is standing with you. Grief can't hold you if God is with you. Because I want to tell you something. We serve a God that when grief looks at God, it has to move. Come on, somebody. You got to recognize who's with you. And I thank God today that I know where my help comes from. I know that it was nobody but Jesus. I thank God, hallelujah, that my waters, yeah, Lord, it becomes weak. That's what the word also means, to become weak. And when my waters and my Red Sea starts to become weak, do I have anybody here this morning? I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter what the devil puts in front of me. I know that my God is able to push me through that next situation. Thank God this morning that when the waters saw him, they fell into anguish. Do I have anybody? And then he says, look what he says. He says, the deeps also trembled. Next thing I want to tell you, you got to realize that nothing can come against your God. I'm going to say it one more time. That nothing can come against your God. And I'm talking to somebody here this morning that you're trying to figure it out. But I want to tell you something. God has already worked it out. Do I have anybody here this morning that can realize that nothing is too hard for God? Do I have anybody that you're not alone in this journey? That God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. But I thank God that the psalmist came back to his right mind and he realized that it's after the storm I get to understand the omnipotence of God. That he has all power. Do I have anybody here today? He has all power in his hands. Do you know him today? Have you really tried the Lord? And I want to say this to you this morning, that when you try Jesus, you'll find out that he's all right. Do you know him today? Yeah, I know the Red Sea's before you. I know Pharaoh's behind you. But you got to stand up and say, God, I can make it through the storm. I can make it through the rain. Because when I stand, I'm standing upon the rock of Jesus Christ. Thank God this morning that it's after the storm that I understand his omnipotence. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. And amen. And I want to say to somebody here this morning that oftentimes when you're going through, don't forget who's with you. Don't forget the power of God. The power of God is, watch this, he's present. But his omnipotence can break through those chains and those difficult situations in your life. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer this morning, amen. If you need prayer this morning, maybe you've lost the view of God. Maybe you don't have the right view of God. Amen. Maybe the view of God that you have has been distorted because of the storm. But you know what I'm loving about this psalmist? He says, God, the waters tremble. When they saw you, can I ask you something? Have you recognized who it is that's with you? Because if you don't, you have a long road ahead of you. And so today, if you need me to pray for you this morning, I want to pray for you this morning.